One of the great areas of Jewish literature is called the Targumim. The Targumim are the Aramaic translations of the Hebrew Bible. When the Jewish people went into captivity in the Babylonian captivity, they picked up the language of Aramaic and lost the actual speaking of Hebrew. And so in the synagogue, Hebrew was still the language of religion that was read. The Torah would be read in Hebrew, but it would be translated into Aramaic. These translations became part of what we call the Targumim. It is significant that when we look at them and study them, we learn some very interesting and insightful information that can help us in the New Testament. While these were oral, they were codified or put into written form probably around the 2nd century AD. As we look at the Targumim and some of the background information they give us, one is the word memra, the word word, that appears in Genesis 1. It appears in one of the Targumims as a substitute for God's name himself. And I think this is significant. It will read something like this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Word said, and so forth. The two were used interchangeably in this Targum. As we look at John 1, John would say, in the beginning was the Word, and all things were made by the Word. That Word, of course, is the eternal second person of the Godhead, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is striking is that John, I believe, is working more off of a Hebrew background than a Greek background. And any Jewish reader, I believe, would have connected the word word with the word memra, showing the eternality of Jesus Christ and his full divinity. It is also significant that in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, that Paul is speaking of Jesus Christ ascending into heaven and leading captivity captive and giving gifts to men. It says, and to each was given the grace according to the measure of the free gift of Christ. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended into heaven, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. The Hebrew speaks of the Lord ascending into heaven after he had come down to earth and led Israel into Canaan, and after he had received gifts from men, he then shared it with the Israelites. We now have a change from receiving gifts to giving gifts, and the application is applied to Jesus Christ. He is the one who has come to earth and has defeated sin, Satan, the devil, the demons, and having done so, has now ascended back to heaven, leading them captive, as it were, behind him as the victorious sovereign. And he now has given gifts to men, not having received gifts, but given gifts. Again, a quote from a Targumic text that I believe throws light on Paul's use of the word here. So it is very striking as we look at the New Testament that the Targum played a key role in showing Jesus Christ as the eternal Memra, equal with God the Father, and as the one who ascended into heaven, like Yahweh, as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and now has given gifts to the church to be used in the exercise of its ministry.